Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stani, somebody on the text line wants to know, the Xfinity Mobile text line, if that position, you know, we talked about the hits and the positions.
Yeah.
They said Dibley and Willard did something like that yesterday.
No, I didn't hear it. I did in the heat.
You did their whole show with him yesterday. What do you mean?
I was there for a couple minutes. Stoddy.
Yeah.
I got it from somewhere. I did what Nahegan did to Evan.
Which is what?
Took his idea. I took it off the TV. Because I'm always
somebody was
thinking
saying,
about the show.
Where's, well.
Hey.
Who's the one that says, oh, here it is, 707. Guru, if you're going to steal a segment, get the criteria straight.
No, we got it straight. Your mind,
when
you're
say
Russell Crowe.
You mean they.
Well, we got
I'm
it.
I'm out.
Yeah, we got it straight. I can't believe you.
What?
You don't feel me on Bart, like this Brady thing. You're not qualified.
Okay.
I hope this doesn't.
I am out
on Brady if this happens.
I'll be serious here. This is why I love it. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I think when you've got Barkley and those guys doing the games and they've never seen the players, like they're actually better than hearing Clark Kellogg, because there are certain pro players that see the game differently, and they notice things like right off the bat, and they have no preconceived ideas about these guys. They just see them one time, and I'm not saying they're always right, but
is it fair when they come in though?
Have you ever watched a game with like a bigwig?
Mario
like a coach.
Ellie.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, E-House.
Right, and they notice stuff that you don't notice.
Know that handy.
Right, and so I
no,
find...
No, I get what
I love
they
it.
Can bring.
I really love
but
it.
But what about the guys that have done it all year? Guess what? Tournament time. You know what, Stani? We'll see you next year. That's crapola. That's all?
No, it's not.
You're oversaturating. Like, that's not fair. I'm not saying Barkley, they're not great. It's not fair.
So what?
I'm a man of the people, man.
Who's the best at their craft? It's Charles Barkley.
And doing pro.
Who's the best at their craft? Stephen A. Smith. That's why they're on all the time. Because they're the best. Why would you not put the best out there?
I feel like you're making half a point. I hear that, but Stephen A. Smith, he's doing the same thing all the way through. He doesn't hijack somebody else's season. Oh, it's but important time. Here we come.
No, he does that all the time.
Could you imagine the boss? Hey, Stani Goo, it's draft day. Yeah. I got Tom and Jerry coming in for you too. I would feel some type of way. You guys sit this out. We got Tom and Jerry coming from New York. They'll do the draft. You guys come back on Monday. That would not sit well with you.
It would sit perfect. Do I get the day off?
Well, you would golf. Yeah.
Do I get the day off?
But you would miss the message.
You're right. I would miss the message. Doug's in Berkeley. Doug wants to jump into the conversation. Talk about Brandon Ayuk. Dead man walking.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Yes,
morning.
Really.
Yeah. The last call, I had some good points about he actually... He did, really. Spagnuolo outcoached him. He fires. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah,
anyway,
I got
about Ayuk, put the rat on the table like you guys often do.
Nice.
It's not all about Ayuk. He's progressed every year. I can see him in my mind right now reaching down and catching a ball, off his shoe tops that he got, from our quarterback. He's arguably a favorite receiver. It's about the fact that they overpaid Bosa based on his performance. And I love Debo, but he's hurt a lot and they paid him a little bit too much. They don't want to do that again. And so that's in the back of their minds. It's not in isolation about Ayuk. Ayuk has earned his money. He's gotten better every year. He's a top receiver. You know, he's worth what other top receivers are getting. It's not in a vacuum. It's about all the stuff that the 49ers have done, some of the mistakes, shall we say, that they've made, and don't put it all on Ayuk. Put it on the front office, and they're kind of being tight because they should have been tight before.
Mm. Real good call, Doug. Appreciate it.
But is anybody saying Bosa's overpaid, Stoney? I'm not.
He is. I mean, you got to pay him, but would you say that he had a great year?
No, that I totally get.
Yeah, well,
but I'm betting on him this year and like the next few years.
They need Bosa to be better.
Well, he's coming off Defensive Player of the Year. I get what you're saying.
When? He held not out last
the year.
Year
before last.
Right.
He got Defensive Player
so
of the Year.
So he took a step back.
Right. But did the team... Well, if you say defense, oh boy.
I'm just saying, like, it's absolutely fair. It's okay. It's absolutely fair to say, and I said it going into the playoffs this past year, it's like, Bosa's got to be better. Like, Steph had to be better.
I'm giving you a high five from over here.
You know what? I'll just say.
But what edge rusher would you want right now in the league? Bosa is almost top.
He wasn't as dominant.
He's in that group.
He was not as dominant.
I give you that.
Okay. Well, he's got to get back.
But he was worth the contract.
Well, if you think he was, then he was. I'm just saying he got a contract and he took a step back. He's got to be better. And let's put another rat on. Let's put a bunch of rats on the table. Let me just throw some names at you. Stephon Diggs.
A baller.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill.
Baller.
Justin Jefferson.
The baller.
CeeDee Lamb.
Baller.
Devontae Adams.
Baller.
Cooper Kupp.
Baller.
How about Mike Evans?
Baller.
Okay, well, that's right there. How about Chase?
The baller.
Okay.
But,
so stop saying he's a top five receiver.
All right.
Those are eight guys, and he's not in their league.
Stoney. I get you.
Well, that's important. It's wholly important.
But we're speaking on something we think we know, but we don't. Do we really know Brandon Ayuk is trying to get top five money? That'll come out when it's all said and done. So you feel that way, though, huh? See, we don't know that, and you're right with that list. But I wouldn't put him in there.
But I would just say, do we know that? It's a good question. It's a great question.
And the rat on the table, real quick, Stoney,
so do you think the 49ers are?
How important is he to what you guys are doing?
You know what?
That's where I'm at.
Not as important as all those other guys are to their teams. You know why? Because we have weapons. We have more weapons. And that's the one thing.
I'm saying you're wrong.
I was listening to Doug in Berkeley. Yeah, you know, they paid Debo and Bosa. Circumstances change. They can just change. And we've seen it with the Warriors. They paid Draymond Green a year ago. Do you think they're going to pay Klay Thompson this year? They might not. Is it fair?
Do you
probably
think
not.
That's because of Draymond and what they got?
It's because of the circumstances of the entire team that they're in right now. And the Warriors, like the 49ers, have to try to figure out what a guy's worth. And if they don't think he's worth what they're asking for, guess what?
Yeah.
This year's different for the Warriors. Like, if when they signed Jordan Poole, they went, oh boy, that's steep. 30 mil for Jordan. That's a lot. Oh God, we don't want to do that. That's a little more than we're comfortable. Well, you know what though? We won a title last year. So he gets paid.
Wiggins too.
The 49ers and the Warriors situations may have changed to the point where, yeah, we get it. We paid Debo a couple years ago, and we get it. Ayuk's been good for 4 years, but we are not in the same position we were in 2 years ago.
I ain't mad at you.
Like, in a crazy kind of way, if you flipped Ayuk and Debo, I think the 49ers would have paid Ayuk a couple years ago. And now they'd be asking the same questions about Debo. Like, I don't think it's personal against Brandon Ayuk. I think it's more they look at the entire situation. Yeah.
You could trade. Like I keep looking to next year, Stoney. If you sign Ayuk, you could still trade him next year if it really got funny and the money got funny, you still could get off one of those guys. But for the meantime.
Maybe they're just getting off a guy now. We got to get off a guy.
You can do that, but you better be damn sure you can replace his production.
Or make up for the lack of production by improving on all the other areas of your football team. Let's go to, by the way, coming up in 40 minutes.
Who we got?
That's 12:30. Brad Graham, you can check him out on his YouTube page, at the SF Niners. He is locked into the draft. He knows what's going on. We've had him on before, and he really is an information machine. So looking forward to talking to him at 12:30. Let's go to, we'll go to Rob. Rob's in San Bruno.
Our guy.
What's up, Rob?
Baby.
How you doing? Rob, oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
Sure.
Hey, Rob, sorry.
You're one of the originals.
Start over, buddy.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Talk to us, Rob, baby.
Hey, but I just came in on a conversation, but I agree with you on Bosa, Matt. To me, he ain't play well with that contract. He got all that crying he was doing about money. He didn't play that well. He didn't play that well. You know, I'm looking at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He cost us. He cost us. I'm going to say it. He cost us, but it's with his undisciplined eyes. And then to me, they've been getting him like that for years now. His name's just one player they've been getting him. He hasn't got better at setting the edge. He easily takes the bait. Man. But anyways, in my opinion, if we're serious about winning a Super Bowl, you got to get Purdy as many weapons as possible. Then re-sign B.A. and let's run it back. Stop playing. There's no need to be playing. If we're trying to win a Super Bowl, why are we acting funny with the money? You know what I'm saying? The dude produced. Pain. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'll draft two more tight ends and let Kittle go. For what? You don't block anyways. The NFL game is about letting the receivers work. You got to get B.A., get KBA. I'll drop Kittle in a second, draft me two more tight ends, and I'll work with the tight ends. This not an offense is tight end friendly, so they can always find them a tight end. It took us almost 20 years to replace T.O. We just don't replace the receiver, so I'm not down with getting rid of Debo or B.A. Let Kittle go, let Uchek go, replace those dudes, and let's get to it.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, go ahead, Rob. Yeah, no, Rob, I would just want to leave you with this.
Yeah.
This does bother me about Bosa. He took the bait like the best rat, Tom and Jerry, and then had the audacity to say and throw Wilkes under the bus with about they weren't ready. That I did not. That was nasty work, man.
Jerry's a mouse.
Yes, that'll be out. All right, but you know what? I didn't like that.
There it is. Bosa's great.
We were good on the back end, and you were the one crashing every damn play.
You don't hold the players responsible. I mean, it's funny. Like, I just make a statement that,
I said what I said.
Bosa's got to be better.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
What do you mean?
God, what button? These guys.
That pushed the button with me.
Well,
now I can't say Bosa needs to be better?
No, I agreed with you. I'm just, the whole thing was the next 5 years.
That doesn't matter.
You know, if we had a draft, Bosa's probably going to go top three, you know? Around the league in his position. That's what I was saying.
At his position.
Was last year the best thing? No, but I didn't. And Rob said what I said after the Super Bowl. You threw your
bad teammate
under the bus, man.
Do you hold it against him that he's a bad teammate?
Well.
Blames coaches for his shortcomings?
Well, the coach got fired. I didn't like that, though.
So he gets your coach fired.
That was nasty work.
Yeah.
We weren't prepared.
By we, he meant me.